Hey y'all, this is Ginger DeVries, guest number 56 of the podcast, encouraging you today to use your position to broadcast God's love. God's word says, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. We pray this episode is an encouragement to you to go out and use your position to broadcast his love. From Scotto All Britain Studios, here's your host, Ricky.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Broadcast His Love. This is a podcast where we talk about what life looks like when we decrease our name and increase God's name, because it's all about Jesus living life on purpose with him. And I'm not gonna lie, it is not easy to broadcast his love. I honked at someone in the car today and I was mad.
What did they do?
Well, they pulled out in front of me and the roads were wet. And I honked at them and I made a sad face. Like, it was bad. And I repent from it. Lord, I'm sorry. Like, I'm really sorry that I did that. I was so upset. And there were just things at the house that happened with our children and getting out and like things that we forgot and had to go back to the house and then back to school. You know, the whole thing where you're just like, this is really hard. And it's not easy to like broadcast his love. And so I just am so excited for this episode today, because not only are we talking to a woman who is a wife, but she's a new mom and she has her little boy here with us today. His name's Conway and he's got the keys. So he will be in the background of this, but I'm just so excited to talk with my friend for years before this podcast started, Lauren Kina. She's, again, a wife, a new mom, and she is a trade show coordinator here locally. So how are you today?
I'm great. I mean, it's a rainy day, but it's still a great day, right?
Right. So as you have come into the studio right now, I'm not even kidding you, there are blue skies right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, I'm not even kidding. So when you pulled up –
just open up a little.
I see blue. That's all I see right now are blue skies. There is a cloud and it's all white.
I think God's happy we're talking today. I think he said, okay, I'm going to open it up today.
Yes, and that we're celebrating him. Like, God is so good. And I was just talking about this with someone earlier of like the waiting on him part of like waiting for him to break through is really challenging, right?
It is.
Like, it's like, come on. Come on. But then he just does it. And like, we didn't even ask for clear skies. He just made it beautiful.
Yeah, he has a plan and we're all just a part of his plan.
Yes. Yes, sister. Okay. Goodness. I love you. There is a Bible verse I want to share before we start talking. It is Isaiah 26:3. It says, you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts you. So just encouragement today for wherever you're going or whatever you're doing to, you know, decrease your name and increase God's name, broadcast his love, not our own love. I'm preaching to the choir right now, but just keeping him in perfect peace whose mind has stayed on you. So keep your mind, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus because you are trusting in him for the skies to open up in your life.
I love that. That's beautiful.
You're beautiful. I love you. What is going on? What's God doing today, girl?
So God has been just amazing to our family. And before you invited me onto this podcast, oh my gosh, I was just so excited. But I was just, you know, feeling all the feels, just thinking about my life and how far I've come and just trusting in him and trusting that, you know, oh, my son has the keys in his mouth. We're pulling them out. Just, you know, you have a plan in your head. And God just says, oh no, we're going to close a few doors. We're going to open a few doors for you. And you just have to trust his plan. And I feel like naturally I'm an anxious person when it comes to just everyday life or just in general. But just trusting him and knowing, you know, he knows what's best for you. His plan is the ultimate plan. And you just have to put everything into him in order to just live your life and just love on your people and just know that his plan is the truth.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that you lead with I'm an anxious person in general. Because I mean, I want to be like, I am too. But I think a lot of people who are listening to this can relate.
Like, for sure.
I mean, most people are happy people.
Yeah.
They're not honking at somebody on the street for no reason, you know. It was a little bit of a reason, but pretty much no reason. I was just upset. But anxious in general, that is something that, and I think we've talked about this before.
All the time.
Being anxious, well, I mean, and like we're type A people, being for sure. anxious is something that is normalized in our culture.
Yes.
Right?
It is. And I feel like everyone has been there. They've been anxious and yeah. just, you know, you're starting a new career. You're a new time mom. You're trying yeah. to work that balance yeah. of, you know, you're a working mom. You're yeah. a working mom.
Yeah.
We're both just trying to balance, you know, everything. And then on top of that, you have that pressure. Maybe someone else is excelling before you are,
yes.
or maybe they're getting that career opportunity before you have that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And we're still cheering for them. But yeah. at the same time, it's so easy to compare and contrast and get anxious about yes. certain stresses in your life. But at the end of the day, God knows your truth. He knows that, you know, he might not open that door yet, or he might close a few doors, but he knows your path and he knows your heart, and he's yeah. going to fight for you. And he might close some doors, but at the end of the day, you know, he's going to open doors too. And you just have to believe in that. You just exactly. have to keep pushing forward.
Yeah. And trust God. And like the phrase pushing forward is so powerful to me right now in this season that you just said that, because to me, it's a push. Because, you know, if you just stay on your couch and you just eat potato chips, which I love, I just bought a big box of good potato chips.
Yum. Out, yeah, where are they?
No, I'm like, I should have brought them for Conway. Like, oh. he would have been crunch, crunch, crunch. Sit like crunchy, salty, good. I want that feeling of like chill. But yes. I get so much more out of what God has for me in that day by getting off the couch, taking a shower,
yes.
and doing the next right thing, stepping into whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
And like my soul rests in this moment.
Yes.
Talking with you about the goodness of God and how he's been faithful in our lives, even though my soul can still rest on the couch. Like
yes.
it is more fulfilling though. And that's God. That yes. piece right there is Jesus to do stuff like this. And going back to the anxious word and the people excelling around you, the conversation of comparison is one that comes up in the Christian, you know, Instagram and all this stuff. But I don't think it's talked about enough of like comparison, because I mean, social media, there's one thing.
Oh yeah.
But then Zillow, you guys are building a house.
We are.
So that's exciting.
It is so exciting.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
I'm so thankful.
Right. Do you struggle with Zillow, or you don't struggle with Zillow because you're building a house?
Not really. I mean, in the beginning when we were thinking about buying a house, for sure, there's some yeah. crazy stuff on there. And,
yeah.
you know, people were coming in with cash offers. And we're like, oh, we don't have that kind of money right now. But,
right.
you know, everyone's different. Everyone, different strokes for different folks,
yes.
you know. But, yeah, I mean, it is so easy to compare your life, or, you know, anyone in general. It's just, it's so easy to be anxious, compare your life, and, oh, there's Conway.
Somebody's going to be like, that was an ambulance that's coming up.
Yeah, and yeah. back when you said pushing forward, how we're trying to do better, we're trying to get out, we're trying to do our thing, I've been taking him to church. He's excited about church.
The thing that hurts as a parent is when you do feel like your child is the distraction.
Yes.
But thank God for the cry room. Like,
yes.
thank God for the cry room.
Yeah.
But when I walk, if I have to do that with one of our kids,
yeah.
the smiles on people's faces as I walk back.
Right?
Is so reassuring. I think it's really cool that y'all are going to church. So what, like, sparked you to be like, okay, like, we're going to church?
I want him to know God.
Yes.
I want him to have a community and just feel so loved and just, you know, be there, be a part of something bigger than he is.
I yeah.
mean, he's pretty a big deal, but.
I think it's so great that you want to get him in community. There is something really special about having a church community. And then as they grow up, having their little friends at church. So like they have their school friends, and then they have like their church friends if you're in a different
yes.
community for church.
Exactly.
And then the parents there. So like you're going to make new
yeah,
friends.
Exactly. And that's what it all, you know, that's what it all takes.
Yeah.
Just to be there and be a part of something.
Yeah. So I have to share how Lauren and I know each other is from working in news. Talk about anxiety. Oh my goodness. But you know, praise God. Like,
you know, it brought us together.
It did.
And that's, you know, if you're looking at the silver lining,
yeah,
I'm so thankful for this friendship and just being able to say, you're a sister.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Us and our screaming kids and you're...
You're a sister.
You're a sister. And
God is good and his love endures forever. And he brought us together through news.
He did. He brought us together through news. And it's just, it's been great ever since, you know, knowing you and being a part of your life.
You
and
too.
You welcoming me into your life. And it's just, yeah, like I said, you know, you're a true testament to an amazing friend and just, you know, you're there for everyone.
No. I'm there for you, sister. I got your back, dog. But you're so sweet. Thank you for just sharing what you shared about comparison and anxiety, because I do pray for the person listening, if that is something that hurts you today, like if social media is the thing that hurts you today, that you remove it from your phone or, you know, limit it in boundaries and whatever capacity. That way you can have a full, abundant life with Jesus.
I took a break the other day. I took a break for a week and it felt so good. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And I learned some things about myself. Yeah. I also learned things about who I love, the people that I love around me, you know. During that break, I had two friends reach out to me. One said, Lauren, I'm pregnant. And I was like, no way.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And for her to reach out and say, hey, I'm pregnant. I was like, that is amazing. And I didn't have to find out through social media. Another friend got engaged. Yeah. She reached out to say, Lauren, I'm engaged. Like people who love you are going to reach out to you no matter what and share those moments. You don't have to have social media to keep up with the Kardashians.
That is so true. Mic drop. Because that is the fear that you're missing out.
You're missing out.
Right?
That's FOMO. Is that what they say?
Yeah. Fear of missing out. Oh my goodness. And Lord help us.
Yeah. And I mean, what did they do back in the day when they didn't have social media? You wrote letters. You called each other.
Yeah. That's how. Okay. So Riley and I have been watching all these shows on Netflix about a longer life. And like all these people hang out and have dinner together. And I'm all about
it. I love that.
I'm like, let's have one of those Duck Dynasty tables and like have all of our people come over. Like our neighbors, whatever. Like. And then I'm thinking, I'm like, we need a bigger front porch. We need to expand out into the front yard, like bigger roof, you know, like we're going to eat right here. Just have people walk over, sit, eat, go about their day. But it is like really cool what the Lord does when you do let community in, one, invite it in, and then get a chance to be a part of other people's growth. And that is so fulfilling.
Yes.
In the weirdest way. Like I was telling somebody this the other day. I'm like, when I see one of my friends doing something really cool with the Lord, like with the Lord, not selfish. Like if it's selfish, I'm like, oh, great. They, you know, good job. Congratulations. But like when I see cool, like new baby, engaged, I don't know, going to church. I'm trying to think of like things that are like
positive,
eternal things, positive, eternal things that like fills my cup. I just like celebrate the Lord, you know?
You're the biggest cheerleader of the Lord.
That's what this podcast should be called.
The biggest cheerleader of the Lord.
Pom-poms for Jesus. Shake, shake, shake. Oh my goodness. Okay. So we ask every guest who comes on what Bible verse is encouraging them in this season. What Bible verse?
Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Show God. This is, you know, these are my anxieties. This is what's harming me. Help me, you know, turn to God when you are feeling a certain way, but don't live in that fear.
Amen.
Keep pushing forward.
And list it out. Okay.
Yeah.
This is, God is revealing this to me right now. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. By prayer and supplicate. So whatever is giving you anxiety, like you said, whatever's giving you anxiety, pray about it. My therapist, G, recommends brain dumps. Where you like take blank paper and pen and like dump everything down, whatever is giving you anxiety. If like you have a ton of stuff to do for the day, your to-do list, your whatever, brain dump that information down on a blank piece of paper. And I'm going to challenge you with what Lauren has just shared to pray about each one of those things. and ask the Lord, whatever you're brain dumping, whatever you're praying to the Lord, like this is like, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer, the thing that you're bringing to God with thanksgiving, present your request to God. So like just present all the things that you've brain dumped and yes. Let the Lord deliver you.
He knows your heart. He knows yeah. your path. He's the ultimate decider.
Well, and then I love Philippians because and later in Philippians, that's when we get the scripture, I can do all things
yes.
through Christ who gives me strength.
Yes.
So like the hard thing though is letting the Lord be your strength.
It is so hard.
Because it's not in our own strength. Mm-hmm. And that's where I get anxious.
Yes.
It's like, I'm like, I gotta go.
Because you think, God, why? What? Why is this happening? Why can't I just X, Y, and Z?
Yeah.
But, you know, you might not have that answer right then and there, but it's coming.
It's, oh, did you hear that? What did you say? It's coming. He's our deliverer. You love the Lord. And you're just so sweet for coming over here with Conway today. Like, he's so sweet in the background. It's just reminding me of the joy of the Lord is my strength. Like, that I, you know, God wants me to come to him as a child. Like, I'm a child of God, first of
yes.
all. Yes. But just, like, that innocent spirit coming yes. before God and, like, being raw. Just being like, this is what's going on, you know?
This is me. This is it, you know?
I need help.
Yes.
And exactly. He will. Like, he's our helper and he'll strengthen us. Is there anything else that you wanted to share? Because, like, we've been friends for a really long time and we've been meaning to do this podcast for.
I know. I feel like it's been years.
It's been about 4 years.
It's been, you know, about having 4 babies, years. Getting married, all that stuff.
Well, and just like between. Connecting, you
yeah.
know? It's so hard to put it on the calendar and be like, okay, let's do this. But is there anything that you wanted to share today?
I'm trying to think. Just, I mean, I loved everything we touched upon and just praying for anyone that's going through an yeah. anxious period of their time, whether it be a toxic person in their life that they can't seem to come to terms with, whether it be a new career path that they, you know, they just broke up with their other career and they are afraid to take that leap. Let God help you. You know, sometimes it is what it is because God has another plan for you. He knows what's going on. He knows, like I keep saying, he knows your heart. He knows that just because one door is closed, yeah. I keep saying this, but he knows what's coming next. And I feel like we met in a time where I was leaving news. I was single and just had met Austin and yeah. all that stuff. And I was like, oh, you know, just thinking about all the negative. And then God was like, Lauren, this is your husband. You're going to have a beautiful baby boy. Because at that point, I was like, I give up on men. Huh.
Yeah.
And now, you know, he had a plan for me all yeah. along. He said, you know, you're going to leave a toxic career. You're going to enjoy yeah. the time with your son. You're going to have that balance, which we're all trying to find that balance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and he was right. God's right.
Yeah, God's right. That and that balance comes from surrendering.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is this phrase that I've heard in business that like big companies, they move slow.
Yes.
And they're like a big ship that turns really slow and really wide. And that picture to me is like what I want to be that with the Lord. Like I want to flow in his presence. And when I'm like a jet ski, like that brings about, like, even that noise brings about anxiety to me and like cultivating like big ship mentality of
yeah.
turning slow, turning wide, and understanding that like God will help you. Like, let him be your engine, let him be your strength.
Big ship energy.
Big, like.
Oh my goodness, that I ship my pants. Slow and steady
wins. Oh my goodness. Broadcast is love. Broadcast is love.
I meant it with love.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, you're not competing with anyone. You know, you're surrendering yourself. You're living your truth. You're living your best life.
Yeah.
And you owe it all to one person.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh my goodness. Jesus, thank you for being the way, the truth, and the life. And just thank you for Lauren. Thank you for Conway's sweet voice. And oh, Lord, as we're just praying right now, I'm just praying for the person who's listening to this that they are ignited today by your Holy Spirit. We just thank you so much for sweet Conway's voice. I pray that you grow him up to be this wonderful singer that is just worshiping you in all seasons of life. And I also pray that for the person who's listening and for Lauren. God, decrease us and increase you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, this is Dustin, one of the pastors at Grace Bible Church in Sebring, Florida. Thanks for tuning in to listen to Broadcast His Love with Ricky Van Stewart. I hope you also consider joining us on our podcast as well. Our hope is to encourage you, inspire you, and compel you towards a closer walk with Jesus and one another. You can find us on every platform where podcasts are offered by simply searching for Grace Bible Church Sebring. Again, this is Pastor Dustin, and I hope to get to connect with you very soon.
Hey, this is Mark Stockland, pastor and CEO for Haiti Bible Mission in Jeremy, Haiti. If you'd like to follow along with what we're doing in Jeremy, Haiti, you can check us out at HaitiBibleMission.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We'd love to get you guys connected with what we're doing in Jeremy, Haiti, and how you can partner with us to live the difference, to help empower leaders to transform communities. God bless you guys, and have a great day.
Hey everyone, it's Erica with Glassy Day Studio, where we believe every broken, discarded, and disrupted thing will be reclaimed, restored, and redeemed by the one who created and calms the waves. Glassy Day jewelry is shaped from recycled surfboard resin, and each design is named after a woman in the Bible. And 10% of every purchase supports foster care ministries. Check it out at glassydaystudio.com. And thanks for listening. And if this episode has drawn you closer to Christ, please share it with your friends and family, or even one person that might find encouragement in the message and a deeper relationship with Christ. God bless and have a great week.
This is amazing.